The following message is brought to you by Fair Start.
I heard about this restaurant in Madrid.
Yeah?
They take ham and carve it to look like the head of a famous person. And then they bring it to your table.
A bust of ham.
A bust of ham.
Like who?
Oh, like it might be Madonna or Tiger Woods or Diana, Princess of the Whales. Or... But if you called ahead, I bet you could get anybody.
I read about this place in Japan where robots make your sushi.
Robots!
Robots! And every once in a while, they just stop and have a laser battle. Oh, and there's a seafood place in San Antonio. They serve oysters on the whole shell.
Why would they do that?
They can teach the oysters to tap out a message in Morse code.
Like castanets.
Just like castanets. And this dude brought his girlfriend there, and they brought out the oysters, and they tapped out, "Will you marry me?"
Wait, she knew Morse code?
Hell yeah. She was like a Girl Scout when she was growing up. She had the Morse code patch.
So many killer restaurants out there. That one in Wisconsin carved out of butter.
The Underwater Bistro in Kuala Lumpur.
What's the last thing we ate?
Those dinosaur-shaped pieces of chicken in your freezer. We didn't even heat them up.
Oh, we did not, sir. Oh, this situation is bringing me down.
My cousin Katie from Little Chicken.
We are bereft of all hope.
We are a wandering in a culinary wasteland.
One more time in regular English, please.
Oh, we want to find a cool place to eat. Last time we went to a super fancy pantsy place.
They served us food. I kid ye not, in a thimble. An actual thimble. We left hungrier than we arrived.
Yeah. And the check.
It was more than our rent.
Guys, why not just go to Fair Start?
What?
Oh, you knuckleheads.
Order up.
For the last 20 years, Fair Start has been taking homeless and disadvantaged folks and teaching them kitchen skills and then helping them find jobs.
Really?
Yeah. They've helped over 6,000 people change their lives through their adult culinary program.
Oh, but we're hungry right now.
You're in luck. Because it's Thursday night, which is Fair Start's guest chef night. Every week, a different fantastic chef comes and works with the students to create a 3-course pre-fixed meal for $29.95.
Dude, a great meal for under 30 bucks.
And the money goes to helping people get their lives back on track.
Let's go see if they got a table for three.
Katie, you're making us feel very cosmopolitan, even if there ain't no robots.
The Fair Start restaurant is at 7th and Virginia. It's open for lunch weekdays 11 to 2. Guest chef night is Thursday, 5:30 to 8.
They got a website?
Dude, of course they got a website. To learn more about the great stuff that Fair Start does, go to www.fairstart.org. That's F-A-R-E, start, dot,
O-R-G!
Eye of the Beholder was recorded live at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington, on January 28, 2013. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen, and our sound technician was Jordan Sell. Elizabeth Austin's poem, The Girl Who Goes Alone, was commissioned by Richard Hugo House for the 2009 literary series. It appears in the chapbook, The Girl Who Goes Alone, from Floating Bridge Press, 2010, and the full-length collection Every Dress a Decision, published by Blue Begonia Press, 2011. You can follow Sandbox Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast at the iTunes Store. Find out more about Sandbox Radio, the Sandbox Artist Collective, send us an email, and access our podcast archive at thesandboxac.org. Thanks for listening.